Welcome to Surely Unsure, a new podcast with me, Veda. I'm in month whatever of quarantine, so what a great time to start a podcast because no one else is doing that right now. So this is the only one you're going to listen to, and I'm super excited about that. In all seriousness, I've been wanting to start something like this for quite some time. I think I had the idea when I was living in Seattle, but it got lost somewhere in my Google Drive as I was moving back to Chicago, freelancing, and then getting a job at a design firm. Which, quick disclaimer, this podcast absolutely does not reflect my employer, and all thoughts and opinions here are my own. Every time I read that sentence in someone's Twitter bio, I always roll my eyes a little bit, so it felt super silly to say, but I understand that it's very real and very important. For those of you who might not know me, I'm a Chicago-born lighting designer who finally accepted the fact that she lives in LA, even though I've been here for like 2 years now. Plus, everyone in LA loves to talk about how they're not from LA, so it's just funny to poke fun at that stereotype. Before moving to LA, I lived in the suburbs of Illinois for a bit after moving back from Seattle, where I did an internship at Seattle Repertory Theater. In Seattle, I found my artistic voice and filled in a lot of the gaps I felt I had left over from my weird, fancy theater school college education, which was an amazing experience in so many ways. I've met some lifelong friends and my colleagues there, but there was always something slightly off about the whole thing. Maybe it was my teacher who couldn't stop confusing me and the only other Hispanic student in the class, or the teacher who thought I didn't try hard enough on my projects as an act of defiance, so just disregarded me, or the people who told me I couldn't use my first gen American card anymore because I was in college and thriving and that I was so much more than that. And yes, I totally understand that that's not all I am, but it is a huge part of my experiences, and I will never exclude that aspect from my story. So here we are. As I said, I've been wanting to do this for quite a while now, but I've always been conflicted with weird confidence things or the ever-intrusive imposter syndrome moments, worrying if my voice deserves to be heard or not, but honestly, I'm pretty over that now, so I'm just doing this because why not? I love talking about art and talking about my friends and talking to my friends about their art and their experiences and their stories as artists. And that's really the main goal here, to talk to people about why they do what they do, what influences them, and what their unique perspectives have taught them. You know, working in theater and entertainment as a creative is such a weird niche field. So why do we do it? You know, I think it's because we all want to help tell stories from our perspectives as a means to reassure and inspire others. And I'm excited to share these stories and experiences, especially now as we're all finding comfort within one another. I want to create an open discussion for all of us. So if anything here inspires you, or you have a story you want to share and talk about, let's do it. Email me or DM me, and the contact info is in the description of this episode. And look, I know that as a young professional, I have so much more time to learn and grow, but I want to use this opportunity to do just that. I want to be a better artist, a better friend, a better colleague, so that I'm one of the best versions of myself when we're all back on site working together. I'm surely unsure all of this is going to happen exactly how it's supposed to, and I can't wait for you all to tune in and continue the discussion. Thanks!